It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, November 12th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Topic number 5 this week, China. On Monday, we spoke with Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis about the Pentagon report to Congress about the threat posed by China. And now it appears that thanks to satellite imagery, the Pentagon is aware that China's new supercarrier is being close to completion. The imagery from a shipyard in Shanghai shows that this aircraft carrier equipped with high-tech technology is about 3 to 6 months away from being launched. The Pentagon believes it will be ready for service by 2024. Colonel McGinnis told us earlier this week that while Chinese aircraft carriers don't match up to American carriers just yet, they're getting close in terms of capabilities. But the difference is negligible when you consider that China has a larger navy and they actually have a lead when it comes to research into hypersonic weapons, which might make aircraft carriers essentially obsolete. Topic number 4, Belarus and Ukraine. This is an interesting story that's really sprung up this past week. Thousands of people who are apparently fleeing the Middle East are stuck on the border between Belarus and Poland. Now, if you look at a map, Belarus is a landlocked country with Russia to its west, Poland to its east, Ukraine on the south, and the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, to its north. Apparently, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has been telling people in Iraq and Syria, hey, Europe is wide open. They're waiting for you. Come on. And once they get to Belarus, then they are transported to the border and said, okay, now cross over into Poland, except that Polish troops are on the Polish side of the border and they don't want them to cross. So now they're stuck on the border, setting up temporary camps, and November in that part of Europe gets really cold. In fact, there's a report that a 14-year-old boy died of hypothermia the other day, was carried away by Belarusian soldiers. European Union officials have accused Belarus of trafficking in Iraqis and Syrians by luring desperate migrants to the border and then shoving them or attempting to shove them across the border into Poland to punish the European Union for its criticism of the election in Belarus last year, which was widely believed to be rigged. Lukashenko has been in power there for quite a long time. But this may be more than just Lukashenko trying to get revenge on the EU for being critical of his regime. You have to wonder if this is being done with the permission and assistance of Lukashenko's ally, Vladimir Putin. Again, Ukraine is Belarus's southern neighbor. It's no secret that Ukraine wants to be admitted into NATO. Russia doesn't want a NATO member right on its border. And this might be a warning to Europe and the United States. Don't even think about admitting Ukraine into NATO. Now, while all of this is happening, and we told you earlier this week about Russia's criticism of the American Navy buildup in the Black Sea, again, Russia right next door, Romania's government has issued a formal request to the Biden administration for more American soldiers to be deployed to Romania to counter what they call the Russian aggression on NATO's eastern flank. Topic number 3, COVID. Report in the British Medical Journal, an expose, investigation, claims that researchers running a small number of Pfizer's original COVID vaccine trials may have skewed their findings. A U.S. subcontractor called Ventavia, paid to run an arm of the study, has been accused of cutting corners, obscuring data, and putting patients in harm's way. Whistleblower named Brooke Jackson, who was a former boss at Ventavia, said the firm didn't always test patients with symptoms, which potentially masked the actual effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine. She told the British Medical Journal that, as well as falsifying data, Ventavia hired underqualified staff to administer vaccines and failed to follow up on side effects. Now, whether this story gets any traction, it's being reported by the Daily Mail in the UK, which is a fairly well-known publication there, but they also published a lot of reports on the Hunter Biden laptop that were completely ignored here in the United States. We'll see if this has any impact. But in not unrelated news, Pfizer's CEO Albert Bourla just a couple of days ago said in an interview that people who spread misinformation about COVID vaccines are criminals and have cost millions of lives, end quote. You can interpret that statement by Pfizer's CEO however you like. Just putting it there for your consideration. Case rates are rising again, even in areas with populations that are highly vaccinated, like Germany, where more than two-thirds of the population reportedly vaccinated. A number of states here in the U.S. with high vaccination rates, like Vermont, for example, where case rates are up 55% over the last 2 weeks. This suggests that this is not now, nor has it ever been, a pandemic of the unvaccinated. In fact, in the U.K., Public Health England publishes weekly COVID stats, and last couple of weeks, it's been some inconvenient data. The numbers just put out in the most recent update seem to indicate that among people over the age of 30, the COVID case rate, now this is not total number of cases, this is the rate per 100,000 people, okay, which is the only accurate way of comparing apples to apples. The case rate for people over the age of 30 is higher among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. Now, for people under, you know, 29 and under, it's higher among the unvaccinated, but this shouldn't be. If the vaccines were as effective as we're told they are, the case rate for new COVID infections should be higher among the unvaccinated, and that's not true. There are some in England now in the British government who are taking issue with Public Health England for putting these numbers out there because they might be misused by anti-vax conspiracy theorists to. And there are others who are critical of the data, saying that the data used by Public Health England overstates the number of unvaccinated people. Well, okay, but Public Health Scotland also publishes these numbers on a weekly basis, and their numbers show the same thing. For people age 30 and over, if you're vaccinated, according to Public Health Scotland, the rate of new infections is higher than it is for the unvaccinated. Well, it appears that the best we can conclude is this. It appears that vaccine efficacy against infection has faded to the point where it is beyond the ability of government statisticians to measure it. And yet, that doesn't stop the lockdowns. America's second largest city, Los Angeles, has rolled out its vaccine passport this week. Back in October, LA began to require patrons to be fully vaccinated to get to the indoor portions of restaurants, gyms, entertainment centers, recreational locations, and so on. Now you got to show proof. This is coming at a time when Los Angeles fears a fifth wave of COVID as new cases begins to inch up. It's becoming obvious that the bottom line is this: virus gonna virus. One bit of interesting news, actually a vaccine that we might consider taking, being developed at Children's Hospital in Boston. It's a COVID-19 protein vaccine based on alpaca antibodies. This is an interesting technology. It's more traditional technology. It's easier to produce. The vaccine doesn't need to be stored at minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit like the mRNA vaccines, which means it's safer. You don't have to worry. Did it thaw during transportation? Easier to use in areas of the world where finding refrigeration units like that, like Africa, are difficult. So right now, the team at Boston Children's Hospital looking for a biotech or pharmaceutical business to partner with them to conduct further testing and hopefully clinical trials sometime soon. Topic number two, Kyle Rittenhouse. I hadn't commented on this story yet because I hadn't had the time to really read up on it, but it's obvious that this is becoming a very important test case for Second Amendment rights, and that this young man, teenager, 17 at the time, 18 now, is being used to, try to prove a point, even though the facts don't seem to add up to what the prosecution claims. He was in Kenosha last year during riots following the shooting of a black man by a white police officer. He shot three men. Two of them have died, and prosecutors say it was murder. Rittenhouse and his defense team say it was self-defense. The media has portrayed Rittenhouse as a white supremacist who went there looking for somebody to shoot that night. That appears not to be the case based on video that's been released. In fact, he was interviewed by an editor for Daily Caller at the time. That interview is available on the web. He basically said he was there to protect businesses from being torched and to offer first aid. He had his med kit with him, and he did, in fact, offer first aid to some who had been hurt during the rioting. But video released during the trial showed that Rittenhouse actually fled from the confrontation that eventually turned fatal. He was not looking for trouble. He tried to run away from it, in fact, and witnesses for the prosecution have not done anything to change or put a dent in that story. In fact, witnesses for the prosecution confirmed that one of the men who died had said out loud, quote, he intended to kill Kyle Rittenhouse, end quote. And the star witness for the prosecution, Gage Grosskreutz, admitted that Rittenhouse only shot him after he pointed a loaded gun in his face. So this led to a confrontation this week between the judge and the prosecutor. The judge actually yelling at the prosecutor for asking Rittenhouse, when he'd been put on, after he'd been put on the stand by the defense team, why he'd never spoken about the case that night before he took the stand. Fifth Amendment? Miranda warning? You have the right to remain silent? Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law? Well, the judge warned the prosecutor. It appears that the prosecutor, recognizing that the case has gone so badly, is attempting to provoke a mistrial. In fact, there are analysts who say the only reason Rittenhouse was put on the stand by the defense team, which is kind of a risky move, considering how well the case had gone for the defense to that point, was to avoid a mistrial. They want a full acquittal. Liberals in the media, progressives, they don't care what happened that night. They want him to go down because they want to eliminate the rights of Americans to carry arms in self-defense. Well, pray for Kyle Rittenhouse. I watched his testimony on the stand. Video of it is available out on the web if you want to find it. He completely broke down when describing the events of that night. It clearly was a very traumatic experience. And again, you can argue whether he was wise to be there that night, but he certainly wasn't there looking for somebody to kill. It's just being portrayed that way by the mainstream media. Don't care if they ruin this young man's life, which has already been irrevocably scarred. Coming up, investigating UFOs, part of the National Defense Authorization Act, possibly. That's next on the Friday Five.
Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon, commonly known as UFO, is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations, and in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time star god, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five this week, chasing those lights in the sky. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York has introduced an amendment to the 2022 NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. That's how Congress allocates money for our armed forces. That would establish an office within the Department of Defense to study unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs. I guess that's the cool new term. According to Section 1652 of the proposed bill, which Congress could look at later this month, the new office would replace the current Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force program in the U.S. Office of Naval Intelligence. This would create a central clearinghouse for UAP reports inside the Department of Defense, inside the Pentagon. It would also require this office to submit an annual report to Congress about what they found and what they've learned. Let's just hope it's got a few more details than the report recently issued to Congress, which basically was 8 pages of nothing at all. Well, disclosure, one of the items on the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. We depend on your support to keep doing what we're doing here at SkyWatch TV. During the month of November, our thank you gift, because we always send a gift of thanks for your support, is Dead Pets Don't Lie, the book and the four-part special video series. Joe Horn and Donna Howell put together this book with some shocking information about what is in the food we are feeding our pets. I found it shocking. I recorded the audiobook version of Dead Pets Don't Lie and was stunned to find out what we were feeding our dachshund. It's valuable information. If you love your pets, you want this book, you want this series, and we will send it to you for your donation of any size if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Your donation, any amount, you name the price, we'll send you the video and the book, Dead Pets Don't Lie, from SkyWatch TV. For more information and donate, log on to skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. Official disclosure. What are those lights in the sky? Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, takes a look at that and investigates a number of experts. Very even-handed, very well done, and includes some cutting-edge information from, some men that sadly for us have gone home to be with the Lord. They have certainly earned their reward, talking about Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, Chris Putnam, Russ Dizdar, many others, Timothy Alberino, Ellie Marzulli, Tom Horn, I'm honored to be a part of this as well. But the information is valuable, especially if you've got folks in your family or among your circle of friends who are really fascinated by UFOs or the alien abduction phenomenon, and they want to know a little bit more about it. This gets into the whys, the wherefores, government cover-up, but also the theological background behind what this phenomenon is all about. You can watch this as part of our ongoing Defender Conference countdown through January 15th. 24 presentations plus the world premiere of the documentary, The Great Delusion. Through January 15th, watch on your schedule as often as you like, in any order that you like. You can find out more and sign up today at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. And The Great Delusion is the topic of this week's broadcast program from SkyWatch TV. Tonight, going around the world via our partners at Daystar Television. You can find out more about the program, find our schedule of all of our broadcast shows at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, well, add the free SkyWatch TV app to your box, and we will broadcast whenever you like. Not just our weekly flagship show, but the brand new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, and The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. This week, talking about my book, Second Coming of Saturn. You'll find out more online at skywatchtv.com or just download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and we'll have all of our video content right there inside your device when you're ready to go. Plus, important news, a schedule of our upcoming events, and more. And the device, or the app that is, works on your device, whether it's iOS or Android or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.